Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
And welcome to Voice of Aroha, Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Aarti, and who am I joined with today?
Kodrian.
Welcome, Kodrian. Lovely to see you again today.
Good to see you too.
I also, before we start, want to give a very special shout out to our friends at Samar Halal Shop for sponsoring us with all this lovely coffee today. Thank you guys. And
absolutely.
The coffee is
thank
great.
You guys.
Lovely coffee, yeah, I must say.
Try it.
Here we go. We get the live feedback.
It is amazing. Oh, yeah.
And we have our absolutely wonderful and lovely guest in the studio today. Welcome, Romina. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. I have been waiting for so long for being here.
We're so glad to finally have you in the studio. Please tell our lovely listeners a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What is your journey? Just take it away.
I am an actor and director from Chile, South America. I moved to New Zealand in 2018.
Cool.
I moved to Tianao first. Do you know where is Tianao?
I have no clue.
It's down south. Right. Southland.
We just discovered.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's very small. Like literally 4,000 people lives there.
Right. Wow.
And I moved there as a tourist.
Cool.
And I spent there like 3 months and it was like, oh my God, New Zealand's great.
Oh.
I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
So I got a work visa there as a duty manager of a restaurant.
Yeah.
Which was a miracle because my English was terrible and very basic when I arrived here for the first time. And after a few years, I started getting better.
Yeah.
And of course, I had to forget about my career when I start here.
Yeah.
Had to start from zero, and then COVID came, and I got stuck there.
True.
And after I got my residency, after a few years, like lots of years, I was able to move to Wellington, which was my dream, because I wanted to live here. I love this city. And I just finished my master's degree.
Cool.
Wow,
that's amazing. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
It was very hard, but I did it. So, yeah, and currently I'm working as an actor and director. I'm a drama teacher as well.
Wow.
For kids. Yeah, so that's like me.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I've done everything.
Yeah. So, did you mention when exactly you arrived to the country?
2018. After a full year in Australia, I lived there for a year first.
Wow.
I did a working holiday visa, travel around.
Yeah.
So,
and then I came here.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know,
that's
from
awesome.
2018 to you finish the master and actor now and teacher. Romina, when we first time met, I was amazed by the theater that you're doing and we are the outsider.
Yes,
right.
We the outsiders.
Great.
Should we say how we met? Because I wanted you to be my actor.
Okay,
you have to say that.
Whoa! Kodrian being an actor.
Well, I don't know who told her that I'm a good actor, but I don't know how.
I didn't know this.
That's how.
Please tell us.
Because I was asking, I was looking for migrants that could perform in my show.
Yeah.
My show was a documentary show about migrant workers in New Zealand with English as a second language. So it was a very precise casting, you know? And I didn't want to have actors making us like migrants.
Yeah.
I wanted real migrants.
The real
migrants.
Story, yeah.
Yeah. And you were performing in White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, right?
That's right.
That was so recent.
Yes.
Last year, no?
Yes, for the World Refugee Day and in June last year. Yeah, yeah.
So I think I talked to the producer and he said, you need Codrian. Like, he is great.
Is that Daniel?
Oh, that's yes. Daniel.
Daniel, yes. And that's how we met. I spoke to you about the project, but you were so super busy.
Yeah, I mean, for master.
He's a busy man.
Master stopped me.
Yes.
Study, but it was a really cool idea. I love it, you know. This is great. The story behind it, when we met in the cafe, you told me about it. It's just amazing, you know, because that's one way we are trying to change the narrative.
Yes.
So that's one way. And the way when I told you about the podcast, the way we do, it's kind of just brought us in the same path, what we're doing in a different way. Yeah. Through theater, through podcast, other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah, thank you. I have acting skills.
Yeah, With the Outsiders was my main project in my master's degree. And cool. Basically, my aim was to offer an informed perspective about migrants. Mm. Because I think we're usually named as a number.
Yeah.
There is a shortage of migrant workers for this, like industry talking.
It's always a statistic.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, mm. But it's very rarely we get to know the people behind those numbers, why we came to New Zealand, why we choose this country.
Mm.
And that was the aim of the show. Yeah. And it was very successful. We travel all around New Zealand. Aww. We also went to Melbourne Fringe.
Oh, that is awesome.
It was great. Yeah.
Wow. So is that journey finished, that project?
Yes. There is always new opportunities for the show. Mm. Hopefully we get the chance to take it down south, like Queenstown, around that area. But not quite yet.
Yeah.
We're still working on it. Because we traveled so much last year that we were like, okay, we need a break.
How does this documentary that you created explore themes of like identity, belonging, being an outsider?
Yes. So I interview 30 immigrants with English as a second language, face to face. And basically the questions were like, why you came here? Mm. How have you feel here in New Zealand working? And they were all migrant workers with work visas. My scope was work visas because it was my experience as well.
Yeah.
When you are attached to one employer, I think the experience is so different.
Yeah.
Like when you don't have the chance to change your job to run, right? When you're attached to one place. And the stories behind were it was so many things. But basically interview people face to face. And also I did online research, like an online questionnaire for people to answer. And we took all that material. It was like hours and hours of conversations. And we transformed that into 13 different scenes within 3 episodes.
That's really cool.
In an hour.
Yes.
So basically it was 3 actors. We were all migrants from different places. And we were representing different roles and different situations. We had video on the show as well.
Yeah,
it was very cool.
Awesome. Wait, so how did you get into this passion for acting and theater and things like that? Like, that's so cool. And you're amazing at it. So where did that passion come from?
Oh, man, forever. I was the monkey of my family. Forever. But I studied acting in Chile first when I was 18. Mm-hmm. I went straight to drama school for 5 years. Then I did a postgraduate degree in theater and education because I love to be connected with the community.
Yeah.
I don't see myself making theater just for artists.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those shows that just the same people, the same artists go.
Same
I love
faces,
when I can get involved the community and when I can bring new audiences to the work.
Mm.
I will say that's like my thing.
Yeah.
And it was hard for me when I started traveling. I had to just forget about it.
Yeah.
And work in different industries. Mm. That was very hard. Because I'm very passionate and creative. So
definitely. Yeah. So now you've completed your master's, is that right?
Yes.
That's awesome. What was your master's around?
It was Master in Fine Arts in creative practice.
Yeah.
And basically I wanted to be a professional director.
Yeah.
So my project was to direct, write,
cool.
and also perform in the show.
Yeah. Doing everything.
It was exhausting. I'm not doing that again, but it was a good experience.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I have a question around, because you shared with us that your experience when you arrived to the country with a little of English.
Mm.
Yeah.
How that much shaped you to come up with such a theater and trying to bring the migrant experience? How that much related to your experience and to the show?
For me, the language was very important, the language thing, because I think English speakers, they don't realize how hard it is to move to another place. They just, English speakers, they always expect to you to speak English. Yeah. It doesn't matter where they are. It's the most funniest thing ever. Yeah. But so for me, when I was looking for migrants, it was like they need to have English is a single language because we need to speak about this to Kiwi audiences. Mm-hmm. That is hard, that we need to adapt to a new culture. And also the amount of slangs that we have to learn. Yes. Like, it's so much. Hard.
Absolutely.
Wait, what is one slang word that you have picked up?
Ask same.
Like, I remember when I arrived to Australia, someone says like aircon. You don't know the aircon. It was aircon. What is that?
Air conditioner?
Yeah, but it's short things. Like, you have to be all the time trying
like
to
like switched on, trying to decode how people are saying. Yeah, that must have been such a challenge when you're already trying to learn the new language, and then people have all the slang that you're trying to learn as well. It's like
It is.
Yeah.
When I started in the restaurant where I was working, I didn't know how to say like fork. Tray, like the most basic things in a restaurant.
Right.
But because I'm an actor, I was like super clever to lie to the customers. I think, and then I didn't understand. I made lots of mistakes. And I remember that I spent like the first 6 months saying, oh, this is my first week of here. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I'm learning. But I was already there for 6 months. But that was like my phrase to get some empathy from the customer. Mm. Or I would say like, can you please point what do you want to have?
Show me.
I just want to be 100% sure. Like,
that's
It was challenging. And because I am an artist, I love talking and expressing and blah blah blah. So not being able to do that, it was very, very hard.
Definitely. Yeah. And studying and working and being in New Zealand, how has this experience shaped your perspectives on things like diversity and inclusion?
Yeah. I think particularly here in New Zealand, and because I can compare to Chile, right now in Chile there is a huge crisis in migration. Mm. Chile is a very, very long country and we have like long borders, and there's no way to control migration.
Right. Yeah.
Which is absolutely the opposite here in New Zealand. Mm. This is an island so far away.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and so I feel I can compare. I feel in New Zealand the feeling towards migration from the locals is still positive comparing other places right now where the feeling towards migration is very negative.
Right.
Which is scary, you know? Like, I did this show here to create a positive feeling towards migration, not the opposite.
Yeah.
So when I compare to Chile, there is no control and it's rough right now. So I'm like, we need to take all the measurements to keep in this track and being a diverse country and a welcoming country. That's that's the place where I want to live.
Definitely.
At least, you know?
And so when you were creating We the Outsider, what were some challenges that you faced like during this process?
I think in terms of the interviewers, some of them were a little bit scared of speak out.
Yeah.
And because they wanted to talk about the challenges they have had working in New Zealand, but they were like, and this, where are you going to show this?
Right.
Is this going to be?
Who's it going to?
Who's going to listen about this?
Yeah.
Like, because I still with a visa with my boss.
Definitely,
like, which is sad, you know, because you don't want the migrants to be scared to speak about simple things. Like, how are you feeling at work?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be.
A
it's
scary
not a crime,
question,
you know?
Yeah. Be able to speak freely,
But yeah, I sense a lot of fear at the beginning,
right,
talking to them. But we were prepared to give them like a like taking care of them, yeah. telling what it was about,
mm.
and saying that this was how you say like anonymity.
Yeah, anonymous.
And just a few of them give them permission to show them in a video at the end, but just with one question, it wasn't like they weren't in danger or anything.
Yeah.
But there is like a full range of experiences working in New Zealand.
Totally.
Lots of them are great and some of them are not. Like, and there is thing that you, there is some experience that you say, I can't believe that happened here.
Right.
Mm. Now.
Mm.
Like, we shouldn't allow those things to happen in a country like this one.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, sharing their stories about like working here especially would have been so scary. Mm. What are some things you did to make them feel more safe and like welcome in that environment where you were like interviewing them or filming them or
I said to them that that I wasn't forcing them to speak about anything that they didn't want. And also that I don't address trauma.
Yeah.
They don't have to tell me the most traumatic thing in the world because I'm not prepared to hold. I'm not a psychologist or a lawyer, you know? I am an actor, I'm an artist. So don't feel that you need to tell me the most terrible thing of your life because that's not, because that's not what I want. And also that will be like using them in my benefit. And I didn't want to do that, definitely.
Mm.
Well, I'm absolutely loving this conversation, like getting so much out of it. Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Well, how was the response of the audience? So when you guys were doing the show, how was the
It was amazing. Response? Like locals, there was the migrant response and the locals response. And locals, like the first thing they told me was, I didn't know these things happened here. Like, this was so informative.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
Eye-opening.
Yeah, yeah. A few Kiwis told me, like, I think you were too nice with the Kiwis.
Yeah.
And I was like, because that wasn't my aim as well. Like, telling them, oh, you are awful and this is a horrible place to migrate. Yeah. No, it wasn't my aim. But a lot of Kiwis told me, like, I think you were too nice.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not me. It's what I got from the interviews, you know?
Right.
And migrants, they felt super represented, very emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt very powerful.
Oh, it's awesome. Just
yes.
such a
amazing.
Yes.
Great, cool way, you know, to put some awareness there, some kind
Definitely.
Of way. And at the same time, it's an educational project that, you know, inspire others as well.
Yes.
No,
and like
amazing.
You said, a lot of people wouldn't know that this is how migrant workers are being treated, especially. And this thing that you created and this chance to actually share their stories is like, wow, I didn't know that before, but now that I do know that, I'm like, wow, I'm aware about it, and how can I, like, help this, and how can I make it better? I think that's really inspiring.
Yes,
yeah.
Which was my purpose with the show,
definitely.
Just to create awareness and inform the audience about us. Yeah.
And how do you see theatre as a tool that we can use to create social change?
Oh, that's, like, my thing. That's why I do theater.
Yeah, of course.
Because I've seen it.
Yeah.
Nobody has telling me this. I've seen it. And theater can change things.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, that's real.
Yeah.
I see how kids change when they do drama.
Yeah.
I see how audience responds to a theater show.
Yeah.
And it's my way to try to put out there the things that I want to change. And for example, the show I'm working now, if I can talk about that
Yes,
I am directing a script reading at Circa Theatre for French. This script came to me. It's called Ground by Evangelina Tilfar. And it's basically, we follow three families that live in the same house in Lyle Bay throughout 100 years. So basically the show, the script starts in the 70s and finishes in the 2070 with all the consequences of climate change.
Oh, amazing.
That is awesome.
It's absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the third family that lives in the house. It's a family, a climate refugee family from India, from Chennai. Mm-hmm. And they come to live to the house when the house is very close to and very dangerous because of the sea rising. And basically, like, those shows are the ones that I like to do.
Yeah.
And the ones that can make conversations and you can reflect about. Wow. So I'm very excited about this one too. It's hopefully so we can make it a show as well.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's like the scale of the show is huge because it's 100 years and it's 13 characters.
That's crazy.
The script reading, we are working with just five actors.
Yeah.
They're reading 13 characters.
Mm.
And it's 2 hours and a half.
Yeah.
It's in three families. So
I would love to come watch. I'm actually from Chennai, in India. Really? So that would be such a cool one.
You have to come. I need your feedback.
Love to. Please bring me along. I would love to come.
Yes.
That sounds amazing. I've never heard any play or anything like that. Like, that sounds incredible.
It's epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely epic.
Yeah.
And Evangelina, who is the writer, it was her master's degree project as well. And she interviewed a lot of climate scientists and professors around it because she is from Lyell Bay.
Right.
And she wanted to know, like, what's going to happen in that area with climate change in the next 100 years, 50 years. So basically the show is a reflect of a very deep research she did. So if any of your listeners is very into this topic, I will invite them to come to the script reading. Yeah.
And when will that happen?
That will happen on the 8th of March. That's my camera. 8th of March at Circa Theatre, 2 p.m. And you can buy the tickets at Circa website, the Circa website. And it's called Ground. That's the name of the script.
And what are you hoping that the audience will take away from this experience?
So many things. Yeah. And I'm hoping to get something from the audience as well. Not just they taking something.
Yeah.
We want to take something from the audience. So at the end, we will have like a QR code so that people can give us their feedback about the script. I'm pretty sure it will raise like a lot of conversations around it. This is very powerful.
That's
amazing.
That's so cool.
I want to ask you, look, I'm still in the mind. I'm thinking about this, you know. It's great. I'm thinking also, oh, 8th of March, do I have something or not? So that's something cool.
She's busy, so better ask her while we can.
We see her in Hollywood. Great to know from now. So hopefully the podcast will be out as well before that. So,
hopefully.
We will try the best. Yeah, we have great people who can do the great job. I want to ask you, Romina, now, after the master, after the show, so what's next for you? Are you, will have your own business of a directing? What kind of thinking, what's the next step for you?
The next step, well, I'm doing this script reading, I'm teaching, but I do have like two projects that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But basically this last year for me has been incredible because I have been able to connect with local artists and make my connections and be able to show my work, which is the hardest thing when you are a migrant, to be able to connect with different people and show your work.
Mm-hmm.
The script reading is coming and you will know about me very soon, hopefully.
That's amazing. Just jumping back, so you teach drama to children as well. How did you get into that? That's so wholesome.
I love my job. Aww. I teach in Spotlight Performing
Arts. Oh, cool.
And I teach kids from between 4 years old and 15 years old.
Oh.
So I have lots of different classes Monday to Saturday.
That's so cool.
Do
you enjoy working with children?
Like, I do. It like? I'm good at it.
Absolutely.
And I enjoy it. Yeah, kids they just give you a lot of energy and it's great to connect with the new generations.
Definitely. Passing on the knowledge to them as well, of course.
Yes. There is a lot of talent here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
How do you think we can get more young people into doing theatre and doing drama? What's something you would say?
I would say just start as you can. Like, sometimes you can start asking around And maybe you can start in social media, but connecting, that's the first thing. But I will say you don't have to want to be an actor in your life, in your future, to do drama. Like the benefits of drama are way beyond to wanting to be an actor or not.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it as well. Nobody needs to tell me. I've seen it like kids when when they start, some of them, they don't talk.
They're shy.
They are shy like this. And they ended up the term with a massive personality, with lots of friends.
Brought them out of their shell.
And so for me, it's about that. It's just to learn how to work as a team.
Totally.
Because sometimes we think it's just sports do that.
Yeah.
And no, theater as well, theater drama as well. Yeah. You learn how to work as a team, how to communicate. How to build something together, like very basic skills that stay with you forever.
Totally. You know? I remember doing theatre sports a couple years ago. I took part in a competition. It was honestly one of the best experiences I've ever had, and like working as a team and just gaining that confidence. Like you get so much skills from doing theatre and drama and things like that. So I think that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone should do it. Sign up, guys.
Which is, that's something usually people don't talk about it, then sure, because, you know, the only things they know, oh, you do theater, you be actor.
Yeah.
That's the basic surface, you know. So the family, the parents do not have the benefits psychologically, confidently, in all of the things that they build the personality of a human being. And this is missing. This is like, there's no people talk to tell them, hey, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think that they are not selling it well?
Well,
they are the actors. They are the best people to do the best, right? But they don't sell the idea how to be cool.
Yeah, I think it's a cultural thing. I mean, for example, back home in Chile, theater is part of the drama, is part of the curriculum.
Wow.
It's like, it's very normal to have drama classes everywhere, you know? But here in New Zealand, I think the last few years has been like, how you say, like a step back?
Step backwards,
in terms of the relationship and the importance of arts in education.
Yeah.
But big leaders and the most powerful people in the world, they do this. They do communication. Yeah. They
That's
work
amazing.
With people that coach them of how to speak, how to communicate, how to be more empathic, and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I believe that drama should be at the core of education.
Yeah, people
everywhere
play so much importance, especially my family, like a family of like migrants that came to the country, importance on like math, science, and all those things.
Yeah.
But actually, theater is such a cool thing as well. And what you're doing with it, and you're using it to share people's stories and raise awareness and use it as a tool for advocacy. Like, I think that's so inspiring and definitely should be doing more theater. I think that's so inspiring. Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. Do you think because it's, you know, like they always think about what will be the income of the people?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because we've been driven in a system that you must be some sort of other jobs to make a higher money, you know, and stuff like that.
I know.
Like, why? How? How? In your perspective, how you think that we can change that? That the world is not all about money. It's about other, which you still can make money, but you know, it's
I know,
different
it's
way.
Such a philosophical question, but it's so true.
Definitely.
I mean, I think one thing, for example, when I told my parents I wanted to be an actor, my dad was like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
Of course, because you sign for poverty.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you, I am someone that loves theater. I don't work on TV. I'm not a, I don't work in film.
Yeah.
And so you are all the time struggling, and that's true. It's not a lie, you know, but this is my career, you know. We are talking about maybe to get involved or try drama, and maybe you are an engineer or something different, you know. But for me, it's just about to fostering this idea that to be better humans, to be better parents, to be better friends, we need to be able to communicate.
Definitely.
You know, like the most simple things. And drama gives you those skills
to
for life.
To do that.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
That's great. So,
How are we doing for time, Kodrian?
I think we have one more question, last question. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you have, leave for you the last question?
Yeah. If you could, Romina, describe your entire journey up till now in one word, what would that word be?
Such a hard question. I was thinking like cathartic. Yeah. Cathartic? How do you say that?
Cathartic?
Cathartic. Yeah. That's the word.
Yeah.
What was that?
It's kind of like your
I'm learning. Part of learning today.
It's like restoring something that's been like taken away, kind of.
I think it's like a catharsis. Mm. I have the words in Spanish.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bomb, like.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Like explosion of things.
Right, yeah.
Mm. And time flies when you migrate somewhere else. It's like.
Definitely.
But yeah, I would say that's my word.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, the other things I want to ask you about, what will be your message to the people listening and watching this podcast? So,
I would say to all your listeners, if you want to get involved or you have like this curiosity for drama or for theater, don't wait any longer. Try to get in contact. You can get contact with my socials as well. I am the leader of South Arts Collective. We're South Arts Collective in socials. And if you want to pop me a message about theater, drama, or whatever, I'm here.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Romina, for giving us your time, your energy, and your passion and bringing that all to us to this interview. We loved interviewing you, and thank you for being here today, and thank you for sharing your valuable insights with our listeners, and we gained so much out of it, so thank you. We get all our guests that we interviewed previously to write a message to our next guest, so, and we also get them to write a question. So we have a question for you, and that is, what overall action will you do to create positive change in your community?
I hope I'm doing it already. Yeah, doing my thing, which is theater and creating new spaces for new audiences.
Definitely.
And new communities to come.
That is amazing. Yeah. Brilliant. And we would like to ask you to write a question to our future guest and also one message from today, something you enjoyed about the interview, maybe just any thoughts or feelings.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. Yes, great. I'll do it.
And thank you to our listeners. Make sure to follow our lovely guest on social media and follow Voice Idaho on social media as well. And we will see you next time. We're dancing free, singing loud, let the world sing. Move your feet, feel the vibe. Drama makes us come alive. Every scene's a brand new start. Acrifice, speak your heart. No script to life, just play. Let your spirit lead the way. New start, hacker fire, speak your heart. Every seat's a brand new start. Hacker fire, speak your heart.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.